Okay, here we go. Hey, you guys! This is Just Anna from Order Tier with Mike the Hammer Cake Ledzinski.
Hey, how's it going?
And Jordan B. Sanders. And, yeah, we're with Order of Tier. I think I already said that, but go to orderoftier.com.
Videogamemetal.com.
Right. Videogamemetal.com. Both will work. Whatever. Yeah. Either way.
Choose your poison.
We are back for our fifth radio show. And let's get this party started. I'm not going first because I went first last time.
I'll go first.
All right.
Okay, so both of the ones that I'm picking this time are still going on my musical journey. Like I think I'm gonna do that until I reach the current times because I'm pretty close. The stuff that I'm gonna pick now are kind of just before we started Order of Tier, and then I probably have a few to go through after that. So anyway, this is really when I started to get into power metal. So I'd gotten a lot into the, like, I'd been into heavy stuff for a long time, and then I started getting into melodic stuff, and then I really started pushing the melodic stuff to the point where, you know, just, like, really fast, extreme melodic music, and that's basically what power metal is, where, you know, a lot of the major kinds of power metal. So this first selection is actually two songs in one. It's really like an introduction to the song and then the song itself. It's the first two songs on this album. And this was probably, I'm almost certain this was the first power metal album I ever owned. This band, they've kind of changed the way that they do their music recently. It's Rhapsody. Well, they were Rhapsody, and they had to change their name to Rhapsody of Fire because of some stupid legal crap. But they used to be, you know, really flamboyant, fast guitars, really fast, you know, orchestral parts, and they still have some of that stuff, but now they're more like, they try to be like epic scale, like really like an orchestra with, it's more like neoclassical metal than actually power metal, and I still like it, and I still like their stuff, but it's not, I don't think it's as gripping as their older stuff was, and this isn't even really old stuff from them. This is probably in the middle of their discography, but this album is called Power of the Dragon Flame, and this is the first two songs off of that album, In Tenebris and Knight Rider of Doom.
Illusion of the sight.
So I totally just realized that that was my second song. That wasn't my first song.
Oh no!
Oh well, yeah, no big deal. But yeah, that's an awesome song. I love that band. I mean, even now, like, their stuff is a lot more symphonic. And when I say that, I mean it's really like, I mean, they have like whole sections where there's no guitars, and which there's nothing wrong with that. But they're really trying to be like really sweeping type of, you know, I really don't know. They're trying to ramp up the epicness, and that's cool, and I understand that that's kind of like the logical progression from where they are, but it's a lot less metal than this is. I mean, this is like big time metal in my mind, but like the stuff that they do now is more like, you know, symphonic music with metal tinges to it, and well, that's still cool.
I don't think I've listened to them since they changed their name, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the first album after they changed the
I
name,
love that freaking song. Like,
oh yeah,
that song makes me want to do backflips all over the room the entire time I listen to it.
The thing is, like, there's so much going on in it, you know? And it's so nuts because, like, the guitar works good, like, the technicality of the playing. But, like, if you listen to the guitar tone, it's not that awesome. In my opinion, it actually makes me cringe a little bit in some places, but the technicality is really good, but the way that they produce, like, the keyboard parts, and this is before, like, now they actually play with orchestras and record with orchestras, and this was, like, back when he was using just, probably, I don't know exactly what gear he was using then, but I know for a while he was just using, like, a Korg workstation, and so, like, all the sounds were just, like, the built-in stuff on the workstation. And so, like, the production that they do on these things to make it, you know, that impressive is really awesome, I think. And it sounds really good.
Also, artwork. Holy crap.
Oh, dude, yeah. They have incredible artwork. Fire-breathing dragons? Yes.
Yes.
Fighting other fire-breathing dragons? Yes.
Yes. Basically.
Can we have fire-breathing unicorns?
Oh, man.
No, it needs to be rainbow breathing unicorns.
Like rainbow fire.
Yes.
Yes. Rainbow fire. That's even better.
And it's like brainstorming. It's not destroying stuff. It's happening on a barren wasteland, but where the actual rainbow fire is hitting, it's like creating life, and it's like, you know, biogenesis.
Yes. Folks, you heard it here first.
It's like reverse
this radio show.
But yeah, I love that band. Love that song.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think so. Unless you guys have something else.
Next song.
Song.
I think it's Mike's turn. Hammer K.
Is it my turn? All right.
Yes.
Which song do I want to do first? How about this one? Okay, so there's this movie that I really like, and it has these robots in it, and they like turn into vehicles and stuff.
Isn't that like every movie you like?
Well, that's beyond the point, bro. Anyway, so this is by far one of the cheesiest 80s songs, which automatically equals awesome, awesome, awesome. So this is The Touch by Stan Bush. You got the touch. You got the power.
You got the power!
That's so 80s, dude. It hurts.
I figured it out. My next video, I need to get a green screen.
Yes! I was still thinking that.
And I need to dress up like Stan Bush.
No, you better start growing your hair out now.
This is true.
That needs to be something that needs to be done and kept.
I can just wear the Doc Brown.
Grow that hair out. Just let those locks flow.
No, for real, Mike, you do need to grow your hair out.
Yep.
Yeah, been there, done that. My hair is so thin that it would not work. It would be a colossal.
George, just get some of yours.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, that works.
We just glue it to your head.
Yeah, there we go. Totally.
Problem solved.
Man, seriously, though, it's like, how did the 80s turn out like that? I mean, honestly.
I don't know.
I'm so glad we were a part of them.
That's part of the reason why I wanted to do that song, just because of that video.
Man. And it's like, man. I know, like, he's the artist or whatever, but it's like, there was nothing but him playing guitar in the whole video. Like, what about a drummer or a bassist or whatever?
It was still awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you didn't even need anything more.
I mean, you didn't even need him. I would have watched the Transformers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Man, that part when Optimus transforms at the beginning and he's going to kill Megatron, well, attempt to kill Megatron, and that song starts playing, it's like the most epic part of my childhood that's ever existed. And then when it happens again, and it's Ironhide, oh my, Hot Rod and Galvatron, it's like, yeah, yeah! And then the bullets are bouncing off. I was like, yeah! Sorry, I'm getting too nostalgic.
No, it's cool, man. It's cool.
Hey, he did... I think I've said the story on a podcast before, but he did a song for, like, the first Transformers, the Bayformers.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like a freaking 80s song, and it's basically just a bunch of quotes from the movie put to lyrics. And... and he submitted it, and of course Michael Bay picked Linkin Park instead. But the that War for Cybertron game, they actually used it as the credit song for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it was cool because they did like cel-shaded Transformers, G1 Transformers, like all over the screen for the credits, and it was playing Stan Bush. I was like, wow, these guys completely did this game right.
That is awesome.
Sweet.
Oh!
My turn?
I think so.
You ready? Okay, I'm going to start with a mildly depressing song, and then I'm going to move on to a really depressing song. Get
That's
ready.
That's awesome!
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Your happiness is going down the drain!
That's right. You guys can bring it back though with your power metal and Transformer stuff, you know, in your second choice. So I figure you guys got that covered. So I'm gonna bring it back to the depressing side.
It's cool.
That's right. So the song that I picked for my first song is actually originally an Appalachian dirge, and it appeared in "O Brother, Where Art Thou." So the lyrics may sound familiar. But the O Brother version is actually bluegrass, and this one's really different. Personally, I prefer this version because the music takes on a much more serious tone, and the bass singers in the background are totally hot. So, without further ado, this is called "O Death" by Jen Titus.
O Death?
It's called
yes.
O Death?
Man.
It
like,
is
O
called O Death.
Death. Like the
Get
thing you
ready.
Do when you die.
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
death. Won't you spare me over another? But what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? When God is gone and the devil takes hold, who will have mercy on your soul?
Evil.
I know, isn't it awesome?
Yeah, I know, like, black metal songs that aren't as evil sounding as that. That was that was pretty crazy.
Uh-huh. It's actually the it was on the show Supernatural, if you guys have ever seen that.
Negative.
No?
No.
Nobody? Nope. Oh. Well,
I've heard
that
of it,
show is all about these two brothers that, like, fight evil demons and things that come from the underworld, and yeah, so it sounds evil for a reason.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
Yep.
I liked it a lot. That was very moving.
I know. Love that song.
Felt deep within.
Yep. So, back to less evil things.
I don't know, man. This song that I got is kind of evil, sort of. So this
well,
was
right in the mood.
Okay, yeah, we'll end on a positive note. How's that? Or no, Donna's gonna end on the depressing note.
Yeah,
what the crap?
I'm going last.
Well, anyway, so this is the song I was actually gonna pick first, because chronologically this makes more sense with the stuff I was into, because I was really listening to these guys before I really got into power metal, and then after I got into power metal, of course, I still listen to these guys, but this band is, it's really funny how I found them, because this was my first semester in college, and I was really getting into Cradle of Filth at the time, and I found this song, and it was actually labeled as Cradle of Filth. So for a long time, I thought this was a Cradle of Filth song, and I tried to find the album that it was on, and I never could until I somehow stumbled across this band and found the song that it's actually theirs. So this band is called Children of Bodom, and the song is called Downfall. They're this awesome melodic metal band from Finland. So this is Children of Bodom's Downfall. We'll be right back. Yeah, in retrospect, I have no idea why I even thought that may have been Cradle of Filth. I was thinking like maybe it was like really early or really new material that I hadn't heard, and like they kind of changed their sound some. But what I really like about Children of Bodom is like their very heavy classical influence. I mean, there's definitely some hardcore Bach going on in there, especially around like the guitar solo. That stuff's awesome.
Dude, and they are the masters of getting like that one riff that just freaking makes the whole song.
Oh yeah. For sure, dude. And the thing that just blows my mind is that dude screams and plays guitar at the same time.
What?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
That is insane.
I didn't realize that at first, and then, you know, eventually I saw a video of him and was like, "What?" I can't even play that stuff regularly.
The only guitarist that I know that plays crazier stuff while doing vocals is what's his face from Necrophagist.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But, guy.
His parts are
just like a spider.
Oh yeah, he's all spread out across the guitar, and he's like singing sideways into the microphone. But yeah, you should look up a video, Donna, of Children of Bodom playing live and watch this guy playing guitar.
I think I've seen them live, but maybe I didn't know what I was watching. I'm pretty sure I saw them. They came to Memphis, didn't they?
Yeah. Did you go to that show, though? That was it was them, and I think the headliner was Fear Factory, and then also Lamb of God played.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I think that's the only time.
I was thinking of Soil, I think. Soil work.
Yeah, they play.
Yeah, okay, never.
Age.
Yeah, I was at the Soil Work show.
Yeah,
I don't know why I thought I was talking about him.
Yeah, that guy screams, but he doesn't play guitar. He just screams. He's big and bald.
Well, I really
wish I had seen them when they came here. I don't remember why I didn't. I think I had like a football game or something stupid like that.
Oh yeah, that'll happen.
Marching band.
Yeah, good times, great oldies.
91.7. The lead singer from that band is awesome. I don't usually like screamers, but for some reason his stuff just works really well.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah! Those are so awesome.
That's hilarious, because like his... I would think, if anything, his would be less palatable to you or to most people than most screaming, just because he's like... He doesn't enunciate very well. I mean, I obviously have heard way worse, but... on the scale of enunciation, he's probably bad.
I can't explain it. I don't know why I like the sound of his screaming. It's just unusual sounding to me.
Usually he screams on pitch, so it doesn't sound...
That must be it.
Yeah. A lot of times he does that, I've noticed.
And, like, every single word, like, has, like, his whole being behind it, too. It's there's no, like, you know, half-assing it with his screams like some people do. Like, he's, like... Every word's like punchy, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that band a lot. I haven't heard like their newest stuff, and some of their stuff's gotten a little meh. But for the most part, I mean, the dude's a super solid guitar player, and he actually dropped out of high school to go on tour with Children of Bodom. Like, he started the band when he was in high school, and then he was like, "Screw it, I'm just gonna do this, and this is gonna be my life." And well, they've done pretty well, at least as far as it goes with a metal band.
So yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Cool. So, Sonic the Hedgehog's kind of a controversial character, or has been lately, as far as his game quality goes.
Oh, yeah.
and ever since he went to 3D, it's one of those things where when developers try to recreate a series, they alienate a lot of old fans. And so it's kind of like they're sacrificing old ones for new ones and that kind of deal. But so when they recreated Sonic, they needed a new musical idea to go with it, or a new sound for him. And so Jun Sano, which I'm pretty sure he did some of the older Sonic songs. He didn't do many of them, but he did some of the older ones. He played guitar, and he got this dude that was in like a heavy rock band in the early 90s to do the music for basically they'd done the music for most of the 3D Sonic games. And so this song, I actually haven't played this game, and I don't really care to because it looks stupid. but I think the theme song is pretty freaking awesome. So this is Night of the Wind by Crush 40.
Oh, man. That song's just awesome beginning to end. I mean, it's like, that's the way like all Crush 40 songs are. It's just like, you know, in your face the whole time.
Yeah.
That's what's awesome about them.
The bass parts in those songs are freaking awesome. I love that dude's vocals. The guitar parts are always awesome. It's like they never settle for anything. They always like go all out for every single part of the song.
Oh yeah, and I mean the songwriting, the structuring, all of that's, you know, superb.
Yep. And it's catchy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't care. I don't think I said what game it was. It's Sonic and the Black Knight. But yeah, I don't really care to ever play that game. But Murray S to the music.
Yeah, for real, dude.
And they're actually releasing an album this year in Japan, and they remixed a bunch of older songs, and they have a Sonic Boom from Sonic CD on there. Yeah,
I love that song.
Sounds pretty awesome.
That's one that'll really get stuck in your head.
Oh yeah, I'll be sure to do that on the next radio show just for that very reason.
Awesome. I just got Power of Love out of my head like yesterday.
Oh, great, Donna. You had to say something about it, didn't you?
I know. Now you'll have it stuck in your head again.
Mm. You're welcome, all of you.
I don't want to be welcome. I want to be unwelcome. What?
Oh, Jables.
All right. Moving on. Ready?
Moving on.
All right. Taking it back to the world of Depressing Land. This is a song I chose mostly based on lyrics, but also kind of the atmospheric quality of this song. This song is all about the dark side of love and how jaded we can become when things don't work out. And
Battlefield.
So close, but no. This one is actually by the same guy that I used in my last in the last radio show, Darren Hayes, but this is when he was with Savage Garden. So this song is called Gunning Down Romance by Savage Garden.
It's only brain. Love come quick.
drummer was going wild at the end. Did you hear that?
Dude, I know. I was just... Why are you fading out, bro?
Seriously, I want to hear that. Oh, man.
That whole song dropped in the middle of that. How have I never heard this song?
Me either. What the heck?
I'm going to freaking listen to this again when I get done with it. Man.
I know. I pick awesome stuff. What can I say?
That was like the most metal thing I've ever heard.
See, here's... Okay, I'm going to say this. That I agree with you. And I think that the word metal or the idea behind metal has to get dissociated with, you know, loud guitars and screaming vocals and fast music and stuff like that. Because it's not the kind of music. It's like the spirit and the behind the music. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like that entire last half of the song, I was doing the same fist that I was doing for the raps and stuff.
That's just an extremely well written, well orchestrated, well produced song, like top to bottom. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's one of my favorites. That guy, Darren Hayes, he just came out with a new album called Secret Codes and Battleships, and I've been mildly obsessed with it ever since I downloaded it. But yeah, he writes just the most amazing stuff that are just like totally resonates and has the best feel. Like, the songs just feel awesome. And, I get a new CD from him, and I'm like, man, I need another one, because I need more awesome music like this. But, yeah.
They did really cool stuff in that song with, vocal harmonies, but not just with the actual harmonies themselves, but also with the layering of the vocals and the panning of the vocals. Yep. Oh, man. It was really good. And just the sounds of the instruments they use. Man.
Yep. YouTube. I just liked a Savage Garden video problem.
That was pretty ear sexy.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sexy boy, you know, pictures from the video didn't hurt, did they?
No. That it was making me moist. I'm not gonna lie.
I was staring. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, if you guys out there watch the video, you will notice lots of
man
boy
pics.
Pictures. Yep.
Bromance.
That's right.
There's definitely a rad bromance going on there.
There is. Mm-hmm. How many
of rad
videos
bromance.
So,
that
wasn't
that depressing. I mean, I guess I could see what you're saying, but I don't know. It's kind of an empowering song.
Yeah, yeah. The feel of the music definitely is.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. So, yeah. Well, then we'll end on a good note in that case.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
So, what do we need to say here?
We need to say that you should go to videogamemetal.com and check out all the stuff we're doing. We're working on music's, that's really it. We're starting in on the new album and some other side stuff, and that's...
We're doing like five things at a time, right?
Yeah, we really are. It's kind of crazy, keeping everything straight, but we're busy, and that's awesome, and hopefully we'll have some things to show for it soon.
Alrighty, well... Signing out. This is Just Donna and Mike the Hammer Gang and Jordan B. Sanders.
Take it sleazy.
And yeah, we'll see you guys later.
Deuce is. You don't know where my mind is.
get there. This is the final blow.
Bet you don't know where my mommy's shot.